Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Amy Hagerman. We're talking about the CRP Grasslands program. Back with Amy in just a moment.
OGI is at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. If you like to double stop CL Plus, you'll be even more satisfied with its successor, Strad CL Plus. Strad CL Plus is closely related to double stop CL Plus, but it starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier. Strad CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standard for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strad CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's a program that's been around since the 1980s. The Conservation Reserve Program has captured a lot of acres over the years for an extended 10 to 15 year period. If you've got a contract that expired last year or maybe this year in the Conservation Reserve Program and that land is suitable for grazing, you may want to think about checking out the CRP Grasslands Program. So says Dr. Amy Hagerman of the Ag Econ Department of Oklahoma State.
So there's going to be producers, especially in the western half of the state, the Texas Panhandle and western Kansas, that are all going to have to make some decisions regarding the CRP program and whether they're going to re-enroll or use that land for other uses. One of those uses, pretty commonly here, is actually converting that into grassland, whether you're grazing your own cattle on it or you're renting that out to somebody else. And part of the reason for that is because the grassland rental rates are actually very competitive here in the state. Just a survey done last year found that it was a little over $15 per acre for rental rates for pasture land. We've only seen for the 2020 expiring contracts, and it was a lot of acres. It was over 200,000 expiring acres in 2020. Less than half of those actually re-enrolled. And I think that competitiveness with actually renting that land out for grazing is a good part of that reason. But this year, they've made a change for the CRP Grassland Program, which still allows some grazing on that land. It's not quite as restrictive as the CRP general or continuous program. They have put a minimum rate on those contracts of $15 per acre, which makes it very competitive with just renting your grassland out for pasture here in the state. In addition, the Oklahoma Panhandle specifically has fallen into a high priority area. That could add another $5 per acre on top of that $15 minimum. So I think that there are some folks that maybe if they are looking at some of these conservation practices, they're looking at some ways to keep some highly erodible land in grass, maybe not necessarily wanting to mess around with rental contracts locally, or maybe there's just not the demand there locally. I think this CRP grassland program could be a very attractive option for some people.
And you were saying what the sign up on this is just almost right away, right?
The CRP Grasslands program starts July 12th and runs through August 20th. It's a pretty narrow window of time to actually submit your land or offer your land, they say, for enrollment in this program. And it actually overlaps the general CRP program as well. You could offer your land for both the CRP general, which ends July 23rd, and the CRP grassland, and just see kind of what kind of offer comes back for either one of those purposes. You have to pick one or the other. You can't be enrolled in both. But it is certainly something to explore and something to talk to a local FSA office about if somebody thought they might be interested.
Oklahoma State University's Dr. Amy Hagerman. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.